SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
April 24 is fast approaching and preparations are underway for the commemoration of the 109th anniversary of the Armenian Genocide. Daniel Derbedrosyan is with us from the Armenian National Committee of Australia to give more details about the planned events. Daniel, welcome to SBS Armenian.
Thank you, Vahe.
Daniel, what are the events planned for April 24 this year?
As you said, April the 24th this year marks the 109th anniversary of the Armenian Genocide. So we do have a number of events across the country gathering members of our community throughout April and also in May to commemorate the 1.5 million Armenian lives and the over million Assyrian and Greek lives lost at the hands of the Ottoman Empire. So collectively, Armenian Australian community organisations have gathered to organise numerous commemorations, including church services and demonstrations. So the first of those is the March for Justice, which will be taking place in Sydney on the 21st of April. That is starting at from Martin Place. So the procession will march through the streets of Sydney's Central Business District and concluding at Sydney Town Hall. The March for Justice will be calling on the Australian Prime Minister and federal parliamentarians to recognise the 1915 Armenian, Assyrian and Greek genocides. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, who called on Turkey to come to terms with its own history and use words such as massacres, deportations and death as opposition leader, is being called out for rewinding what the Joint Justice Initiative leadership team called years of grassroots advocacy. Participants will make clear their message to Canberra ahead of receiving the Prime Minister's statement that nothing less than a full and proper acknowledgement of the Armenian, Assyrian and Greek genocides as genocide is acceptable to the three communities. And moving on to the community organisations, the community commemorations, they're hosted by the Armenian Genocide Commemorations Committees. So that's in each region, and that's under the auspices of His Eminence Archbishop Haygazan Najarian of the Armenian Apostolic Church, the Armenian Catholic Church, and the Armenian Evangelical Church. So we have Dr. Khachig Murajian from the United States of America. He is a lecturer in Middle East, South Asian and African Studies at the Columbia University in New York. And he's also the author of the award-winning book, The Resistance Network. So he is scheduled to keynote the commemorations in Melbourne, Sydney and Western Sydney. Just starting off, our biggest commemoration is in Sydney. So that is the National Armenian Genocide Commemoration being held on Wednesday, the 24th of April. This is being held at the Chatswood Concourse starting at 7 p.m. We'll have politicians federally, state and locally, as well as leaders of our community organisations and various members attending as well. And just to go back in order, so on the 21st of April, Perth will also be holding a commemoration for the Armenian Australian community living in Perth. So this is one of their first commemorations they're holding, and that is at the Subiaco Fallen Soldiers Memorial, and that is commencing at 2:30 p.m. Moving on to Melbourne, the Armenian community there will be hosting a commemoration on the eve of the Armenian Genocide Remembrance Day. So that is Tuesday, the 23rd of April, at the Rowville Performing Arts Centre, commencing at 7 p.m. And then moving on to the 24th of April, the Armenian Apostolic Church in Chatswood is holding a requiem service. So that is at 10 a.m. So that's a requiem service for the Holy Martyrs of the Armenian Genocide, followed by a march to the Armenian Crosstone at Beauchamp Park. And also on the 24th of April, we do have South Australia holding their commemoration. So that's Wednesday the 24th of April, starting at 5:30 p.m. at the Migration Museum in Adelaide. And as well, just like I mentioned before, the National Commemoration in Sydney is also on that day. And moving on, we do have a couple more. So following on from Sydney's commemoration, a couple of days after, Western Sydney will have their commemoration on Friday the 26th of April at the Armenian Cultural Panayan Centre. So that one is commencing at 7:30 p.m. Then following that, the next day, the Ryde City Council will also be hosting a commemoration at 2:30 p.m. And that is at Memorial Park at Meadowbank Crescent in Meadowbank, where the Armenian Crossstone is. And just lastly, Canberra will also be holding a commemoration in May. So that is Monday the 13th of May at the ACT Legislative Assembly, commencing at 6:30 p.m. And for this event, the keynote address is by Dr. Deborah Mayerson. She is a senior lecturer in the International and Political Studies at the University of New South Wales in Canberra. And her research expertise is in the field of genocide studies. So that sort of finishes off all the key dates that everyone should be noting down in their calendars. It is encouraged that everyone in the community to attend these events in their local areas. We need to continue to put the pressure on the Australian government to recognise the genocide. We have had three states now recognise the genocide, and that is New South Wales, South Australia and Tasmania, and our fight isn't up. We need to end the cycle of genocide, especially in the times now. Currently, just in the last week, Azerbaijani forces have fired on Armenian positions along the border, attacking Sunik, Tavush and Gerakunik. And Azerbaijan, backed by Turkey, just wants another piece of Armenia. Australia must repeatedly denounce such aggression against the sovereign borders of the Republic of Armenia. Otherwise, our brothers and sisters in Armenia will face another genocide. And we need to end the cycle of genocide. That is our theme for this year's March for Justice. We need to end the cycle of genocide and not see this repeat again. So I just want to reaffirm my encouragement for all members of our community to take part. Further details are provided on our social media pages and on Armenia Media and other community pages on Facebook, Instagram. So there is a calendar of dates posted where all the dates are displayed within the April and May months of the key dates that everyone should keep free. It is a busy month. However, it is a very important month as we mark the 109th anniversary of the Armenian Genocide. That's all from me. Thank you very much for having me.
Danielle, thank you for the information.
No worries. Thank you.
Our guest was Danielle Derbedrosyan, Administrative Assistant for the Armenian National Committee of Australia.